Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberti. Is Bitcoin falling to bits? In a favorite topic here on Money Matters, Bitcoin is once again in the news, and not in a good way. Bitcoin has had a rough start to 2026, falling from about $88,000 to its present hovering price of around $70,000. Doesn't sound like much, but it had hit $126,000 around October of 2025. Considering it started way back in October of 2009 at $0.00099, I must, as I have continued to do, keep from laughing at the ridiculousness of the whole thing. I mean, anything that goes from 0.1 of a penny to $126,000 in less than a decade and a half cannot, in my mind, be taken seriously, no matter what anyone says. I've called Bitcoin vapor before, and I will do it again in today's musing. Apparently, other notables are beginning to think the same thing, and some have thought it a long time ago. An economic think tank, the Brookings Institute, long ago in their January 20, 2021 musing, said it had no intrinsic value and not backed by anything. I couldn't have said it better myself. More recently, on January 30th, 2025, Nobel laureate Eugene Fama predicted Bitcoin will become worthless. Famed investor and co-partner of Berkshire Hathaway and the number two man for investing icon Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, had no love for Bitcoin and didn't mince words, labeling it disgusting, worthless, rat poison, and contrary to the interests of civilization. He thought it was a dangerous, speculative gambling tool rather than a productive asset and advocated for its banning altogether. Just last week or so, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that Washington had no authority and no intention to bail out Bitcoin investors if they got burned. He added, quote, "Any Bitcoin held by the U.S. government will come only from asset seizures, not taxpayer-funded purchases." There are many reasons I and others are more than a bit skeptical about the future of Bitcoin. Its lack of being price stable makes it unusable as a store of value. Anything even considered to be a currency or a medium of exchange must not jump around like a Mexican jumping bean. Bitcoin has other problems like lack of intrinsic value, practical limitations like needing electricity to use it or see it, legality issues, environmental concerns which revolve around the enormous power to curate a Bitcoin, and exposure to criminality. It is no secret that a number of exchanges where people have bought Bitcoin have gone bankrupt, taking investors' money with it. Some investors have had their Bitcoin accounts hacked, and losing a password to your Bitcoin account leaves you with no option. I find it a sad state of affairs that some investors have, whatever the reason, lost everything. Even a repeated detractor and reader and listener of my Money Matters here always generated an irate email to my inbox or wrote a letter to the editor about how wrong I was calling Bitcoin vapor, but he went suspiciously silent when the exchange he was using went belly up, taking most, if not all, of his money with it. Or should I say, taking all or not most of all as Bitcoin. And to those of you who believe Bitcoin's anonymity and separation from central governments isolate your money from government intervention, think again. Any government that feels their currency is threatened by Bitcoin can, and have, in more than just a few cases, simply shut down the exchange access from the web or declare it illegal with fines and jail time. If you can't get to the web page to trade it, you can't use it and you're broke once more. Some will argue the price of Bitcoin can only go up due to the limited number of coins that can be, quote, created. Just because something is scarce doesn't make it valuable or viable. I'm obviously not a fan of Bitcoin and would continue to argue against it, noting the inherent deficiencies this and other cybercoins have in their current form. That said, there are many Bitcoin supporters running around, and the arguments for its existence are many. But when I hold it up against the time-tested economic truths of currencies, money, mediums of exchange, and how markets function, I just don't buy it. And therefore, I won't. watching the market so you don't have to. Today's newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor may not represent the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or a registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. Yes, my name's Mark Kunabergi.
I certainly was in the right.
Definitely, I guess it was cruising for bruising.